Hear and Know Stories. Hear and Know English. Hear and Know Stories in English. This is your program. Hear and Know.
Program 1, Chapter 1. Welcome to our program, Hear and Know, where you have the opportunity to hear stories in English and test your understanding. Each week, we will listen to a chapter of an interesting story and ask questions about what happened. We will give you the answers to check your understanding. At the end of the program, we will ask a question for a prize. Send your answer in English via email as soon as possible to hearandknow@uaeh.edu.mx. We will print out all the correct answers and draw one to win the prize and announce it on the next program. Welcome to Hear and Know, the program designed to help you improve your English. And here's your host, Roberta King.
Program, we start with one of the best-known books in the world. It is a horror classic that has been filmed many times, with the protagonists Jonathan Harker, Mina, and Professor Van Helsing. Our story takes place in England and Transylvania. By now, you've probably guessed we're going to listen to Dracula by Bram Stoker. Let's listen to a brief biography of the author, Bram Stoker. According to Wikipedia, Bram Stoker was Irish and was born in Dublin, Ireland. While we know him for his book Dracula, Stoker was best known during his lifetime as the personal assistant and business manager of Henry Irving, a famous Victorian actor. As a child, Stoker was very sick and had to stay in bed until he was 7 when he started school. He believed that all the time he spent in bed during his childhood allowed his imagination to develop. This helped him to write his books as he grew up. Fortunately, his illness did not continue and he became a very good athlete in university. Stoker graduated from Trinity College in Dublin with honors in mathematics. From there, he worked in the government and wrote a book about what a clerk had to do in his job. He also became the theater critic for the Dublin Evening Mail. It was a favorable review in this newspaper of Henry Irving's performance of Hamlet that led to a friendship and business partnership that lasted nearly 30 years. Through Irving, Stoker traveled extensively and became involved in high society. It was while working with Irving that Bram Stoker wrote Dracula, among several other works. Dracula was his most famous and most lasting work.
Before we begin part one, here are some questions that you need to listen for the answers.
Number one, when does the story take place? In 1875 or 1975? Two, what did the hotel keeper's wife give Jonathan Harker? A drink or a gold cross? Three, who met Jonathan Harker at Castle Dracula? A servant or Count Dracula?
Let's listen to the first part of today's story.
Jonathan Harker's Diary, Chapter 1, Count Dracula. My story begins about 7 years ago, in 1875. My name is Jonathan Harker, and I live and work in London. My job is to buy and sell houses for other people. One day, a letter arrived for me from a very rich man who lived in Transylvania. He wanted to buy a house in England, and he needed my help. The man was Count Dracula, and I agreed to help him. I found a house for him, and he asked me to take all the papers for it to Transylvania. I was not very pleased about this. I was planning to get married in the autumn, and I did not want to leave my beautiful Mina. "But you must go, Jonathan," she said. "The Count is rich, and perhaps he will give you more work later." So I agreed to go. I did not know then of the terrible danger which waited for me in Transylvania. And so, on the 4th of May, I arrived at a little town called Bistritz. Transylvania was a strange and beautiful country. There were mountains, trees, and rivers everywhere. And somewhere high in the mountains was the Count's home, Castle Dracula. I had 6 hours to wait before the coach came to take me there, so I went into a little hotel. Inside the hotel it was warm and friendly. The people there were all laughing, talking. "Where are you going?" they asked me. "To Castle Dracula," I replied. Suddenly, the room was silent, and everyone turned to look at me. I could not understand why they all looked afraid. "Don't go there," someone said. "But I have to," I answered. "It's business." They began to talk again, but they were no longer laughing. Slowly, the hotel keeper's wife took the gold cross from her neck and put it into my hand. "Take this," she said. "There is danger at Castle Dracula. Perhaps this will help you." When the coach arrived and I got into it, a crowd of people came to watch, and I heard the word vampire. The coach travelled up into the mountains. Higher and higher it went, faster and faster. The sun was bright, but above the trees there was snow on the mountain tops. Then, suddenly, the sun went down behind the mountains, and everywhere was dark. In the forest around us, the wolves were howling. It was a terrible sound. Suddenly, the coach stopped. A small carriage came down the narrow road on the right. 4 black horses were pulling it, and the driver was dressed in black, with a black hat pulled down over his face.
"Where's the Englishman?" he called. "I've come from Castle Dracula."
He looked strange, standing there in the moonlight, and suddenly I was afraid. But it was too late. I could not go back now. Soon we were on our way to Castle Dracula. The mountains were all around us, and the moon was behind black clouds. I could see nothing, but I could still hear the wolves. The horses went faster and faster, and the driver laughed wildly. Suddenly, the carriage stopped. I opened the door and got out. At once, the carriage drove away, and I was alone in front of the dark, silent castle. I stood there, looking up at it, and slowly the big wooden door opened. A tall man stood in front of me. His hair was white, and he was dressed in black from head to foot. "Come in, Mr. Harker," he said. "I am Count Dracula." He held out his hand, and I took it. It was as cold as ice.
Very dark and mysterious, isn't it?
Here's our story so far.
The story takes place in 1875. Jonathan Harker traveled to Transylvania on business, and when he told the people in the tavern he was going to Castle Dracula, they became very quiet. The hotel keeper's wife gave Jonathan a gold cross from her neck to protect him. As he left on the coach, he heard the word vampire. After a wild ride through the forest, he arrived at Castle Dracula, where he was met by Count Dracula.
Here are a few questions to answer during the second part of today's program.
1. What did Count Dracula eat and drink with Jonathan? Food and wine, or nothing? 2. What did Castle Dracula look like? Clean and modern, or old and dirty? 3. How did Count Dracula frighten Jonathan? He couldn't be seen in his mirror, or because he attacked Jonathan?
Let's listen to the second part of our program.
I went into the castle, and the Count carefully locked the door behind me. He put the key into his pocket and turned to go upstairs. I followed him, and we came to a room where a wood fire burned brightly. In front of it, there was a little table with food and drink on it. The Count asked me to sit down and eat. But he did not eat with me. Later, we sat and talked by the fire. His English was very good. And while we talked, I had time to look at him carefully. His face was very white. His ears were like the ears of a cat. And his teeth were strong, like the teeth of an animal. There was hair on his hands, and his fingers were very long. When he touched me, I was afraid. It was nearly morning when I went to bed, and outside, the wolves were still howling. The next morning, I found my breakfast on the little table in front of the fire. Now that it was light, I could see that Castle Dracula was old and dirty. I saw no servants all that day. The Count did not come to breakfast, but there was a letter from him on the table. "Go anywhere in the castle," it said. "But some of the rooms are locked. Do not try to go into these rooms." When the Count came back in the evening, he wanted to know all about his new house in England. "Well," I began, "it's a very big house, old and dark, with a high wall all round it. There are trees everywhere. That's why the house is dark. It has a little church, too." And I showed him some pictures of it. He was pleased about the church. "Ah," he said, "so I shall be near the dead." We talked for a long time, and once I fell asleep. I woke up suddenly and found the Count's face near me. The smell which came from him was terrible. It was the smell of death. "You're tired," the Count said. "Go to bed now." And when he smiled, his face was the face of a wolf. Our business was now finished. The Count had all the papers for his new house, and there was nothing to keep me in Transylvania or in Castle Dracula. But the Count did not want me to leave. I was alone with him in the castle, but I never saw him in the daytime. I only saw him at night, when he came and sat with me. We always talked until the morning, and he asked me many questions about England. "I have plans to go there myself soon," he said. "Tell me about sending things to England by ship." So we talked about ships and the sea, and I thought about Mina and her friend Lucy. Lucy and her mother were staying by the sea, and Mina was planning to visit them there sometime. Stupidly, I told the Count about them. There was no mirror in my bedroom, but I had one with me, a present from Mina. One morning, I was standing in front of it, and I was shaving. Suddenly, a hand touched me, and a voice said, "Good morning." The Count was standing next to me. He was standing next to me, but I could not see him in the mirror. My hand shook, and I cut myself. Blood began to run down my face, and I saw that Count Dracula was watching it hungrily. Suddenly, he put out his hand. He had a wild look in his eyes, and I was afraid. But his hand touched the gold cross at my neck, and his face changed. He took the mirror from me, went to the window, and a minute later the mirror was lying in a thousand pieces far below. He did not speak, but left the room quickly. And I stood there and asked myself why I could not see this man in the mirror. I went over to the window and looked out. I was high above the ground. Many of the doors in the castle were locked. Suddenly, I understood. I was a prisoner.
Here's our story to the end of today's program.
When he entered the castle, Count Dracula locked the door and led Jonathan to a table where there was food and wine. Jonathan ate, but Count Dracula ate nothing. The Count showed Jonathan to his room. When Jonathan woke up, he saw his breakfast on a table in his room. There were no servants, and in the light of day, Castle Dracula was old and dirty. The Count talked to Jonathan in the evenings. Jonathan gave Count Dracula all the papers for the house in England and wanted to go home. The Count wanted him to stay. They talked about going to England, and Jonathan told the Count about his fiancée, Mina, and her friend Lucy. One morning, Jonathan was shaving, using a mirror Mina had given to him, and was surprised by Count Dracula. Jonathan became frightened because he couldn't see the Count in the mirror, even though they were standing beside each other. In his fear, he cut himself, and the Count started to reach for him until his hand touched the golden cross. Then the Count took the mirror and threw it out a window. When he looked out the window, Jonathan realized that he was a prisoner. What is going to happen next? You'll need to listen next week to find out.
And now for a question to win our prize.
Who wrote Dracula? Send your answer in English to Hear and Know at uaeh.edu.mx. The question again? Who wrote Dracula? Thanks for listening. This is Roberta King. I look forward to your participation and hope you'll tune in next week for Chapter 2 of Dracula.
Thanks for listening to Hear and Know. Tune in next week to listen to more of our stories and to find out the winner of our weekly contest. Remember to send your answers in English to hearandknow@uaeh.edu.mx. That's hearandknow@uaeh.edu.mx. If you would like a copy of this program, please contact us at 771-717-2000, extension 5550.
You have been listening to Hear and Know. Tune in every Wednesday at noon. Radio Universidad 99.7.